Good evening, James McKinney here. My main science topics tonight, I'll be talking about the issue that is drawing a lot of attention today. I'll be talking about the science of water pollution. Very interesting topic. Water is our most important resource on this planet. It is drastically being reduced in quality. The quantity is there. We have great quantities of fresh water. But it's being owned by companies like Nestle, Coca-Cola, etc. But to do this, to start this discussion, I'm going to go to the subpage on my homepage, and this is the specification sheet for my GF filters. And I'm not going to go through the information on the formulation, other than that these filters elements are continually being tested during manufacturing. And they are certified to do what the claims are in the specification page. The pathogenic bacteria. Okay, I'm going to go down the list now of things that these filters take out. And you might think, oh, pathogenic bacteria. That's only in tropical countries. You don't have a problem. Let me tell you something. If you live in a big city today, your water comes through and you take that glass of water out of the tap and it looks clean. Looks clean. You can't see it. But the levels of venom and poison and literally all of these things that I'm going to read off, you can't see in the water. You can taste the water is funny, but pathogenic bacteria. It's very common in drinking water. Cholera, typhoid, salmonella, E. coli, fecal coliform. These are things that are typical in your water system in small amounts, but you don't want to be drinking these. And in some areas, they are very prevalent. Cysts. Cysts are microorganisms that can then populate your body. Cryptosporidium parvum, but then sediment. If you do this. Take any kind of dish, a plastic dish or a glass dish, put some water in it and let it evaporate, okay, from your tap, just straight out of your tap. Let it evaporate and look at the powder that comes out the bottom that is in that water. Chloramines, oh my goodness. This is something relatively new. Most of us talk about fluoridated water. And it's a compound of sodium and fluoride, and it's highly, highly toxic and poisonous, and it does a number on your nervous system. It was known prior to World War II that affected people, made them lethargic. It took away their will to do things. But now they're putting something called chloramines. It's a byproduct of chlorides. These are really, really, really bad for you. They, in a lot of places, especially Florida, other places where they have desalinization plants, California, they're putting chloramines in the water to cover up the bad taste that comes from mixing really bad subsurface water that they get from wells and reverse osmosis seawater. That is one of the primary reasons why they're putting chloramines in the water. Chlorine. No, if you want to drink something that is really not good for you, look at chlorine. This is the, you can't say enough about chlorine, but it is in the water. In a lot of places, it's being put in the water. Lead. Flint, Michigan is a primary example where lead is not only in the water, but it has impregnated the piping in the town. Once you get enough lead into the system, it grows in cakes onto the pipes. And this then breaks off and comes loose in chunks. And so you get a blast of it. I did a little more research on the filters that they're giving away up in Flint, Michigan. It's a Brita faucet-attached filter. It's got a little filter element that is changeable. But under industrial conditions, like they're dealing with the lead poisoning and many other poisons in the water in Flint, Michigan, that filter will last for about 30 gallons of water, and then it's not going to work anymore. So that's gone in the first day. It's so disgusting to see how this is being handled in Flint, Michigan. These poor people have no place to turn. They're distributing these Brita filters through the fire stations there, and that's one of the things I tried to do last week, is to call up and see where they were getting these and what the situation was and how they could get real filters in, like the filters that I sell, for example, how they could get a real quality filter in there that will last for a sustainable amount of time, not just a single afternoon. And I can't even get an answer back. Nobody will call. Nobody will talk to anybody. And this poor lady I talked to at a fire station, she goes, "I'm just the lady that answers the phone." And she was just trying to be nice, but nobody ever called back from Flint, Michigan. And what I was trying to do was help out. But anyway, they have their set routine up there. Those people are being poisoned by drinking the water. And if they think those little filters are working, those filters are meant for somebody that's got pretty clean water coming out. And just to take out the final little, you know, the little bit of sediment or something that might come through in a normal clean water system. They're not meant for the industrial use lead contamination that you're finding in Flint, Michigan. So, once again, it's typical government ineptitude. I don't want to say anything bad about the Brita company. They produce a product and it has a use. But that is not the use. That should not be what it's used for. So anyway, I mean, you got to talk about this stuff on the air. And if Brita wants to come back and come after me or something like that, whatever, I don't care. Got to tell the truth. These people are trying to pawn off a product to try and get it into this area where it will not solve the problem. Then they're as guilty as the politicians that are pawning these off on the public and not telling the real story or the real capabilities of what these little filters are capable of doing and what they're not capable of doing. Fluoride. Wow. Now, remember, I'm reading down the list of things, all of this stuff that's in your water that my filter elements take out. And sure, you might take this as an advertisement, but I'm talking about pollution that is in your water. And the list gets a lot worse. Fluoride is put in the water supposedly to give you bright, clean teeth and to prevent bacteria and other bad things in the water. Fluoride is a highly poisonous substance. There was an instance a number of years ago I did reporting on a truck that had the sodium fluoride compound in it, was coming into the parking lot of a municipal water supply facility where it was going to dump the fluoride off for use in the water facility, and some of it spilt on the concrete in the parking lot. They had to get a special emergency response team out there to clean it up, and it ate a hole in the concrete. This is what they're putting in your water all over the country. And when you get done using it, that fluoride goes down in the water system, and it goes back into the water table. Now, that's the other part of this, is that all of these things that are being put in your water are cumulative, so they put more and more in your water. This is going down into the water table and accumulating. So the fluoride, the chloramines, the chlorine, the lead, the sediment, the cysts, the pathogenic bacteria that's coming through your water system all gets dumped back down into the water table. And wait till I get to some of these other items here. The next item on the list, VOCs, volatile organic compounds. Oh my goodness. If you ever took organic chemistry, organic compounds are those things that are primarily have carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, and nitrogen as bases. Those are the primary elements. But some of these compounds, and of course they get rather complicated, they come in from cleansers, they come in from, oh all of the things that you use in industry or in the household, the chemicals, etc., a lot of it goes down the drain. And when it goes down the drain and it goes off to that processing plant that smells bad, if you happen to live near one or you know where one is and you drive by occasionally, that is not designed or meant or intended to take out fluoride or volatile organic compounds or lead or chlorine or chloramines or anything else. It's simply meant to break down the human waste and break it down into its constituent components. But all of these other things go right through there and off into the water, whether it goes into a river, whether it goes into the water table. Metals, oh my goodness. Metals are some of the worst thing for your body, and we need trace elements of many metals in our body, but there are some certain ones that are highly poisonous. Aluminum, iron, mercury, nickel, zinc, and a list of quite a few other ones. But these are horrendous. They accumulate in your body, and this is the problem. And so when these are in your water because of pollution, primarily these come from industry, from pollution from industry, lead is listed apart from heavy metals. Lead is really a metal. But these are so bad for you, you really have to get them out of your water. But the majority of people are drinking these every day. And as I said, they accumulate in your water, in your body. They build up over time. A lot of people's maladies today are associated with the water they drink. My estimate, this is my personal estimate, is that 90% of bad health can be attributed to the water you drink. And you should be drinking a lot of water. It's the thing that cleans your system out, etc. By the way, do not drink water that is demineralized. Don't drink water that has been by an evaporation process, for example, because the minerals are not included in that. And so the reverse osmosis, you're just getting pure H2O, and that's not good for you because imagine, let's just do it this way. Imagine two containers of water. One has minerals in it, the other one doesn't. The one with minerals in it is your body. Your cells, every cell in your body has a balance of minerals. Now, if you pour in demineralized water, and what it's going to do is dilute. In fact, those minerals are going to try and leach into the region where there's into the water that does not have any. That's just the way it works. And so eventually you're going to leach minerals out of your body, and you're going to end up basically very, very sickly. Arsenic is in the majority of water that comes from subsurface sources, wells. Arsenic is one of the most common poison. It's a deadly poison. It accumulates in your system over time. And by the time you're 50 years old, you've had enough arsenic in your city water to kill you. I'm kidding you. Arsenic is accumulative. You have to get that out of your water. And now just a comment here. Fluoride and arsenic, the old add-on filters, remember, and I used to sell these, and at the time, that was the best product available, where you had an add-on filter and it had a chemicals in there that actually took the fluoride and arsenic out of the water. Now that is included in the filter element itself, plus the ability to take out all of these other things additionally besides arsenic and fluoride. The old filter elements did not take any of this stuff out. And like I was explaining to someone in an email, they were asking a question about the new GF filters. You know, the old filters, I was selling Dalton's many years ago. Then I changed to my own name brand filters. And then we got the manufacturing plant in the U.S. The filters that I'm selling now, the GF filters that take all of this stuff out, there's nothing like that it's like light years ahead of what we were trying to sell a number of years ago. And it's not that we were trying to sell something bad a number of years ago. That was the best thing available at that time. Now there's great improvements. The next, my point was that the old add-on filters only took out fluoride and arsenic. Only those two, not the rest of these. Now you get all of these taken out in a single filter element. Glyphosates, this is the stuff that comes from Roundup. Oh my goodness, talk about bad for you. Now there's an interesting case that just happened. The United Nations put out a study which was peer-reviewed and published in Nature magazine stating that glyphosate was a second-level carcinogen. Monsanto, who is the primary manufacturer of glyphosate-related products, which is Roundup, used in agriculture all over the United States, prohibited now in most countries in the world, glyphosate is what gets into your system and comes in through the water. You got to get that out of your water. The next one, oh my goodness, pharmaceuticals. Oh, progesterone, acetaminophen, ibuprofen, naproxen sodium, and a whole laundry list of other pharmaceuticals. You have to get these out of your water. Imagine the following. All of the pharmaceuticals that people take, whether they're off the shelf or they come from a prescription, those are very long-lived chemicals. They don't break down in your system. They're not processed in that water treatment plant over on the edge of town. They stay in the water. And so the end result is that these are accumulating. So take all of the drugs that are in the drugstore, in your local one, in all across town, in all across the country, all of the chemicals, the pharmaceuticals that are in all of those bottles, go through people and they end up in the water table and they're accumulative. They don't go away. So more and more every day. Just imagine all those chemicals going into the water table and then coming through the pipe into that glass of water that looks really clear in your hand when you take water out of the tap. But believe me, it's full of pharmaceuticals and every day it has more. Herbicides. We are inundated today with herbicides, and these you have to get these out of your water. In nitrates. Nitrates, do you know what they use nitrates for? Go down to the hardware store and buy rat poison. That's what it is, nitrates. That's the same stuff they use in preservatives in that good-tasting sausage and hot dogs you buy at the store. Nitrates. Really, really bad for you. Carcinogen. And it'll kill you. That's what it is. It's a poison. And when you go to buy rat poison, read the label. That's what it is. It's in your water. It's in your food. Don't, please don't buy processed meat. Walk by that counter in the grocery store. If you're unfortunate enough to have to go to a grocery store to get your food, stay away from the processed meat department, please. All of this is, a lot of this is coming in through agriculture. The pharmaceuticals, a lot of it comes through agriculture, the glyphosates, the nitrates, the herbicides. Oh my goodness. Look at what's going into the water table, and then this comes through the faucet, and your city water supply does not treat this on its way to you, and it certainly doesn't treat it after it leaves your house. So, the bottom line is that I started talking about the science of water pollution. Now, you can thank a place called the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, for allowing this pollution. They have what they call acceptable limits, and these are set by the government, the acceptable limits that can be in your water. What we're doing now is we're starting to go around and test water supplies because this is not being done. It's not being done by your local government. It's not going to be done by your local government. There are no federal standards that apply. They have minimal standards. And Billy Clinton did a schmooze move a number of years ago. It was to get control of the water supplies. They upped the ante on arsenic, only on arsenic, not anything else, and said that if these city water supplies don't comply, then they're going to come in and find them and take them over. This was part of the UN Agenda 21. And so what they did is they first went around the country to get the average arsenic level in water, and they set the standard below that. So that allowed, they already knew this when Clinton signed that law, saying that there was had to be, they were cut the standard by a level of 3. It wasn't to protect you. It was so that they could come in and take over the local water supplies, and that's what they did. And then water became very expensive. If you remember, about 3 years ago, did your water bill go up? Well, everybody else's did. You know, all of these things being done in the background, when Daddy Bush got out of being president, old man Bush, not George Jr., the ding-dong, but the old man, one of the most corrupt, evil men to ever crawl out from under the CIA rock on the planet, when he got done being president for one term, handed the baton off to his good buddy, Billy Clinton, in the drug trade, old man Bush goes up to Canada and starts working out of the Royal Bank of Canada, controlling the water rights in the Western Hemisphere. That's what George Sr. did when he got out of office. That's when they went down to South America, bought up hundreds of thousands of acres of land on top of one of the biggest aquifers in the world. Do you think they were planning on taking control of water? So, at any rate, this discussion was about the science of water pollution. The United States is the most polluted location on Earth, and other places in the world are very much either second. China has some areas that are so polluted that the people, you know, they just can't even live there. Next to some of the places, which, by the way, you talk about green energy and so-called three-blade wind generators, the process that develops the magnets in those three-blade wind generators is the most horrific process in the world. They have destroyed vast areas of China to get the niobium, which is necessary for those magnets. So it's not a green industry at all. Okay, so to summarize this topic of water pollution, the water is being polluted just from every direction. The EPA sets standards, and what happens? If companies meet those standards, you have thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of companies and household pollutants also all over the country that are within so-called limits. So when you use that hyper super strong cleanser for the bathroom, for the toilet, for the sink, whatever, and all that goes down the drain, looks pretty nice, but that's all going to stay. Look at what you're pouring down that drain. That's going to be coming back through your faucet in the future. Not only your faucet, but everybody you know, including your kids. That's why I'm in the water filter business, because I believe people need clean water, and you need some water filter product that takes all of this stuff out of your water. So at least what you're cooking with, what you're drinking, etc., has all this stuff taken out. So anyway, a little bit on the science of water pollution. This is Jim McCanny. This is my Science Hour. And as always, we are at the crossroads. Good night.